Joe, I know you've played here before, but in terms of a first-class game, 288 for six, how do you think that is at the end of day one?
Yeah, it's a bit of an unknown, I think. I think we're pretty happy changing room on the whole. Even into the third session, there's a lot of plays and misses. I think on another day, you know, we could have really struggled. And there were plays and misses, you know, throughout the day. Thought they bowled pretty well. But on the whole, I think we're pretty happy to have, you know, nearly 300 on the board with the opportunity to come back tomorrow and push for 350.
A lot of plays and misses, as you say. So that opening partnership of 112 with you and Ollie, that looks very important.
It does now, yeah. We just tried to take it, you know, over by over. They're obviously a good bowling attack. It felt like a different game from bowling at the two ends. This bottom end, it didn't feel like much was happening. It was quite slow, whereas the top end, it really felt, you know, there was bounce and pace and carry. So we sort of acknowledged that and just tried to get through to lunch. And, you know, we played and missed a lot, and it was a case of just keep going, matey, and if there's one with your name on it, there's one with your name on it. But fight out, and that sort of partnership can really help the team, I think.
And your 66 looks like it could be one of the top end scores even now.
Yeah, I guess so. Just nice to contribute, to be honest. Yeah, probably looks better now, but at the time, you know, we were going really nicely. But no, I think that's a good day.
It's in terms of the ball bouncing at one end, how did you go about it? You know, what were your thoughts knowing that, you know, balls are bouncing outside off stump?
Yeah, no, it was tough. I think knowing that was going to happen and that you're going to play a miss and being all right with that is probably in our thoughts. It very much felt that they were just using holding bowlers from this end, and it was just a case of being really patient. But there were opportunities to score. You know, I've played here before, and it's actually a pretty good wicket, and that was in the back of both Ollie and my mind, that we were sort of ready to capitalise if there was a bad ball. But yeah.
And overall, how was the feel today? It looked like it was a few people here. Of course, most of us haven't been here much at all. I mean, how did it feel being out there in the middle?
I actually really enjoyed it. I quite like the sort of bit more intimate, you know, playing at the Aegeus, you can have the same crowd, but it just doesn't feel like there's anyone there. So actually having, you know, I don't know what it was, 1,500 maybe, and just, you know, having a lap round the pits, just saying hello and a few autographs, I think it's great, you know. Hopefully this week's a success and we can come back here a bit more often, but playing at Outgrounds is nice because, you know, you play at different venues and it's what people want to see, I think, but we really enjoyed it.
And personally, 60 today, there was a good 40 from you in the second innings yesterday. You're starting to put together some totals.
It's a bit easier than last year. Yeah, no, I think the wickets have been good. You know, trying to build a bit of a relationship with Ollie now Vincey's gone with England. And, you know, I just think if we can lay consistent platforms, it's not something we've done overly well the last couple of years. If we can do that more often, put, you know, first innings runs on the board, I think that showed last week, first innings runs. Bowlers come out so much more confident when there's 350 plus on the board. So if we can just lay those platforms more often, then that's great.